Now you will hear the third segment.
Anyone who works in an office knows what it's like to have to sit through boring business meetings. Employees routinely list meetings near the top of corporate annoyances. The problem, according to business consultant Deb Ryan, is that most people don't know how to run meetings. Correspondent Sean Hayes has the story.
Boring meetings are no fun, but you say they also cost companies money.
They do. The average office worker spends about 9 hours a week either preparing for or attending work meetings. And this is time that can probably be spent doing something more productive. And employees know this. It's one of the things they complain about the most. Nothing does more to sap employee engagement than having to attend meetings that everyone knows are pointless. So employee engagement and productivity, that's one cost. The other cost is strategic. Having too many meetings makes companies less nimble. They bog down decision-making, so companies that hold too many meetings tend to be less decisive, less innovative, less able to respond to the market.
I'm sure many companies know this, so why do they still have so many meetings?
One of the biggest problems is that meetings are used to diffuse responsibility. Instead of making tough decisions, managers use them to shift blame, to give themselves cover in case a decision turns out to be wrong. They can pretend it was arrived at collectively, when all they really wanted was a room full of people to agree to something they'd already decided.
They take responsibility if the decision turns out well, but not if it doesn't.
Exactly. There's also a real lack of self-awareness among people who conduct meetings. I think at the top level, companies recognize that poorly run meetings carry a cost, but managers, if you ask them, most of them will tell you they run meetings pretty well. But most participants disagree, and nobody speaks up because nobody's willing to tell the boss.
I've heard of some organizations that limit meetings to 1 or 2 hours. Do you think that's a good idea?
It's a step in the right direction. There's something called Parker's Law, which states that a task will take as long as the time allotted to it. You budget 2 hours for a meeting, it'll take 2 hours. But you give people half as much time, people will finish in half the time, and quality won't suffer.
Parker's Law covers all sorts of tasks, not just meetings.
Yes, there's actually a lot of research to back it up.
You also believe companies should teach people to conduct meetings.
I think every organization should invest some time in teaching people who conduct meetings exactly how to do it. It isn't rocket science, but it is a skill. And with a little training, I think most people could learn to make their meetings more efficient and beneficial to the bottom line.
What's one quick tip that you can give people that'll help them conduct meetings more efficiently?
One simple thing is to just develop an agenda. Think of what outcome you want from the meeting and what activities will help you reach that outcome, and then develop an agenda around those activities. Next to each major topic, write down the kind of action you want participants to take, whether to vote on something, assign tasks to different people, whatever. Make sure every agenda item is associated with an action. And state all this at the outset so participants can focus on what's important. Having agendas can go a long way toward improving how you run meetings.